Raph Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
I want you to listen to Lisa McKay. She's the owner of the Grand Hotel in Healesville. They put a sign on their Facebook page and tell me if this, I mean, maybe this rubs you the wrong way. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you want every pub you go into to only be for vaccinated people. Maybe you're happy for cafes, restaurants. Well, you know, it's up to you. What's the best way to get us as a society to as many people vaccinated as possible? Lisa posted that no jab or jabbed, doesn't matter, welcome on her Facebook page. When I had a chat to her earlier, I just asked Lisa to tell me about that sign.
We just posted a no jab or jabbed or welcome at the Grand. Didn't think too much of it. I had probably about 5 people come through the bottle shop that day that asked what we were going to do, whether we're going to allow unvaccinated people into the pub, which got me pretty upset thinking that people think that that's, you know, what's going to happen.
So were they concerned that you would not serve people if they weren't vaccinated?
That's correct. Right. So I went home and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to post it. I really had no idea that it would go viral. But, you know, most of the comments we've had have been positive. There's just been a few negative comments, which is their right to...
Have they shaken you up a bit? It can get pretty fruity on social media. Has that shocked you at all?
Not really. All the phone calls that we've received have all been positive phone calls. We haven't had any negative phone calls. We've had some people jump on our Facebook page and give us bad reviews. But, you know, it is what it is. So we were just trying to make a stand for not discriminating against anybody that for some reason have chosen not to get the vaccine or for some reason they can't get the vaccine. And I think that everybody should be welcomed.
And are you at all concerned? Because I guess one way to look at it, a business like yours, someone who is not vaccinated is at a greater risk of spreading the virus around if they come to your place. Does that concern you at all?
Yeah, but if you're vaccinated, you can still do the same thing, right? So I don't see why we should be separated and not being able to, you know, have a beer together.
Mm. I'm asking you just because I'm trying to find out where you're coming from, Lisa, and there's no rights or wrongs here.
Yeah.
Is it because you have concerns about the vaccine yourself, or is it a concern about people not being served because they have a concern about the vaccine?
I don't have an issue with anybody getting the vaccine. I myself are sitting on the fence only because I have low blood platelets and I've had some bad things and my doctor seems to think that I should wait. But that's not to say that I won't ever get it. We're not anti-vax and, you know, we're all for. If anyone wants to get vaccinated, that's great. But if for any reason someone doesn't want to get vaccinated, I don't think they should be forced to.
Do you think other businesses should do what you have done and say jab, no jab, everyone's welcome? Do you think other people should do that?
Well, I think that's their choice. Again, everyone should have a choice. But if you have a look at the All Welcome Facebook page, they now have almost 80,000 members in there. So I think it's something that everybody is starting to jump on board, that nobody wants to discriminate. And I think the fact that we've been locked up for so long, I don't think any business can afford to knock back customers.
Lisa McKay is with us. She's the owner of the Grand Hotel in Healesville. She posted jab, no jab, everyone is welcome at her place. It's created one of those social media stirs, but of course it's a real business in real place. How is business, Lisa?
Well, we've still got the bottle shop open and we're surviving just, so.
But that beautiful old building of yours, which I'm pretty sure I've had a meal on your balcony, I think. None of that must be open. That must be hard.
Yes, well, you know, we've still got the bills rolling in and rent to pay, so it's cost us a lot of money, of our own money, to stay afloat.
And do you think it's going to make, I mean, I don't know, you know your people better, although Healesville obviously get tons of people from Melbourne.
Yeah.
If you put that physical sign outside, is that going to be better or worse for business, do you think? Can you tell?
I don't know, we're about to find out, aren't we?
But it doesn't concern you if it's better for or worse? You just, it's something you believe is worth doing?
Oh, I think it's well, yes, it's obviously something I do believe in. That's why I've done it. So, you know, everybody has a choice whether they want to come to the pub or not come to the pub. It's, you know, again, everyone has a choice. So.
And what have the last couple of years been like for you, Lisa? Hospitality's borne a big burden through lockdown. What's it been like?
Well, it's been tough. So, you know, with all the regulations and, you know, trying to do the right thing, it's been a challenge. But, you know, we're still hanging in by the skin of our teeth. So, you know, we'll see what happens over. We no doubt will open up again over summer. So, you know, fingers crossed that we don't end up back in lockdown next winter.
And Lisa, look, can I just double back to something you said? You mentioned you've got your own blood platelets concern. We've actually had lots of chats about that on this radio station. In fact, even this morning, there are very, very few people with issues like that who should not take something like the AstraZeneca. I guess my question would be, are you open to talking to someone other than your GP about whether or not you should have a vaccine? Is that something you've thought about?
No, I trust my doctor.
Because there are very, very few conditions that it rules someone out from the AstraZeneca. Have you heard much about that?
I've just heard about people dying, so that was enough for me to say I'll sit back and wait.
Right, and when people say things like it's very, very safe and, you know, the experts have approved it and all that sort of stuff, that doesn't reassure.
Yeah, but then there's also scientists out there that are saying that, you know, it's not. So that's what sort of causes people to be sitting on the fence of, you know, what is the right thing to do. And especially when you've got the government trying to force it, it kind of makes you want to stand back and wait.
What do you mean by the government forcing it? When do you hear them saying they want to force it? Have you got an example?
Well, they're trying to mandate it. That's forcing it, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, there's no mandate yet, though. They haven't said not yet. Yeah.
Fingers crossed that that does not happen.
Mm. Before I let you go, Lisa, can I just urge you, please do look at things like the official government websites about the vaccine and how safe it is. And if I can encourage you to look at those things before you make up your mind finally.
Well, I haven't made up my mind completely. I'm still sitting on the fence.
I hear that. Look, I appreciate you talking to us, Lisa. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you, Rav.
Lisa McKay there from the Grand Hotel in Healesville.